not well done, everybody's gonna have to repeat everything.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
So you'd like to go ahead and begin?
Yes.
You can go ahead if you'd like.
The transportation committee will, come to order. We do not have a quorum yet, however, we can take testimony. So consequently, we would like to have you, join us. And thank you very much for doing so. We have at the present time, the sponsor, the prime sponsor of the bill, Mr. Liska, Representative Randy Phillips, Representative Locker, and myself. There is a late caucus going on, so consequently, that's where the other members are. We would like to appreciate you going ahead and starting in whatever, format that you have, and we'll take testimony. Is that all right with you? House Bill 248, an act making special appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of a bridge in Eagle River and providing for an effective date. Would you like to go ahead?
Are you reading us in Anchorage?
Yes, we are.
Would the first person who would like to speak go ahead and state their name for the record and begin their testimony?
Would you like to hear from Mr. Liska, the prime sponsor, prior to your going ahead?
We anticipate that our role will be to answer any questions. We have no formal testimony to provide.
All right, real fine. We'll have Mr. Liska then explain his bill. Mr. Liska?
Chairman and the members of the Transportation Committee, my name is John Liska. I'm representative of District 15, representing the Chugach Eagle River area. My reason for introducing House Bill 248 was for the construction of additional access from the Eagle River area to the Glen Highway. The Eagle River Chugach is one of the fastest growing areas in the entire state of Alaska. The population of this area has nearly doubled since 1981. With this dramatic increase in population, an alternate access to the Glen Highway is mandatory to ease the drastic traffic problems which are now occurring. What follows are some of the statistics which illustrate our district's growth and the urgency with which we need a solution to our traffic problems. Population and dwelling unit forecast by Community Council, prepared for the municipality of Anchorage by the Alaska Transportation Consultants, dated August 1982. This table shows a projected increase in population and in dwelling units from 1981 to 1988. 27,999 population projected for 1988, 39%, or 10,973 will be in the Eagle River Valley. Number two, the new construction of building permits. Last economic report, May 1983. This issue reports a residential building glut in the Anchorage area with 2,315 building permits issued by the end of March of this year. It is estimated that approximately 60% of these permits, or 1,389, were for the Eagle River area. And number three, traffic counts. Pete Eklund, Department of Transportation on loan to Municipality of Anchorage, states that 10,798 cars enter the Glen Highway southbound to go onto Anchorage each day. Well, this has recently been made into a five-lane highway. It narrows to two lanes at the intersection where the heavy traffic flow junction with Eagle River Road. An officer, Jim Meehan, Anchorage Police Department commuter watch. Meehan, in May issue of Anchorage Times, reports that Eagle River Road merging into Glen Highway is a traffic hotspot. In morning rush hour, there are up to 50 cars at one time backed up trying to merge onto Glen Highway. So, Madam Chairman and members of the committee, since I reside in the area, I occasionally have occasion to commute to and from Anchorage. I have personally witnessed this heavy traffic backlog. People attempting to get onto the highway in the mornings and at night, evening rush hour coming back, practice the same thing, attempting to get back into Eagle River. It is a bottleneck of traffic, and with the tremendous growth of definitely the Eagle River area, something has to be done to relieve the traffic problems and what we have at the present setup. The access that we have to the Glen Highway today is just not working. We have allocated a traffic light to be put at this intersection of the Glen Highway or the Eagle River Road and Eagle River proper to try to alleviate the problem, but this would just be a stopgap measure. There's just too much traffic attempting to get out of Eagle River onto the Glen Highway and on our way, whether going north or south. Most traffic, I would say probably 95% of traffic, attempting to go towards Anchorage in the military bases.
Thank you very much, Representative Liska. I'd like for the record now to state that we do have a quorum. Representative Miller and Representative Boone have joined us. Therefore, there are some questions to the people in Anchorage, so we'll carry on that way. Representative Phillips.
This is Representative Phillips. Just to give a history to the committee itself, we had last year appropriated $30,000 for an access study. And if you look at the letter to Representative Liska from Chip Dinnerline, the money was funded to Municipality of Anchorage for AMAP's report on the access. And the question I have for the DOT people, which also have representatives on this AMAP report, how far along are we on the final analysis of that report? And is the Highland Drive Ewer Bridge the best alternative or the front runner right now?
Representative Phillips, Jeff Sherbart, Valley, I'd like to see something happen here. Staff has completed the Highway Access Study, and it will be going out to review by the ESP starting next Tuesday. During that study, we looked at a series of alternatives for improving access to the highway. They included the North Eagle River interchange, a new proposed interchange at Farm Avenue, various improvements to South Eagle River interchange, plus a bridge over Eagle River and upgrade of Highland Road. Now, based on the analysis we did, we found that Eagle River Bridge upgrade to Highland Road would be the preferred alternative for implementation. However, we made a series of recommendations which categorized the short term and longer term. The short term improvements would be traffic signal at the South Eagle River interchange, plus the construction of additional right turn only lanes at that area. One of the right turn only lanes would be an additional off ramp going to Eagle River. Another would be on Eagle River Road. The longer term improvement would be the construction of a bridge over Eagle River and an upgrade of Highland Road. We also recommend that preliminary engineering money be programmed for that project. If you have any further questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Yes, this is Representative Phillips again. We're attempting to get you that engineering and planning money for the Eagle River access itself. Do you know when the final report will be completed and the recommendations made by UMass? Date preferably.
Okay, as I indicated, the staff has completed the report and we have draft copies out for review. The first official review will occur next Tuesday by the UMass Technical Advisory. If they sign off on the project, on the report, it will then be reviewed by the UMass Policy Committee another month.
So we're looking at about mid or end of the June?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I have one more question on it. We had just, we're talking about the short-term problems which you outlined. Both Representative Liska and I managed to get $215,000 for our signalization at the intersection of Artillery Road and Glen Highway there. You guys can be able to put that in this fall?
I would have to check with the municipal engineering, but I believe that could be possible.
I certainly hope so.
I would also recommend that you fund additional right turn lane at that traffic.
You'll get that money. We got it on our list.
About that question that I have here about precluding any other actions. Has that been answered?
No, go ahead.
To whomever could answer this, I'm a little bit curious as to whether or not this appropriation would preclude the consideration of other access or make the determination that the Highland Bridge would be the primary. Would this have any influence in making that determination?
No, it wouldn't. We also recommend that DOT proceed with plans to construct an interchange in North Eagle River access. That will be needed in the future as well. Our traffic projections in the entire area show that we will need 3 access points by the year 2001.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions of the people in Anchorage? Representative Locker would like to.
Madam Chairman, I'm going to have to request your indulgence. I have a couple of questions on something else, and I'd just like to save the telephone call. So when we're all done, I'd just like to talk to Mr. Moorfield. Okay.
Oh, okay. Representative Locker wished to, as long as we have Don Moorfield there. I promoted you, Don. ask a couple other questions. Are there any further questions from the committee on the Eagle River or the Highland Bridge? No further questions. We'll let Representative Locker then jump in here.
Thank you. Don, I got a couple of calls on, more calls on the intersection that you and I talked about. And my concern is that whatever it is you decide to do about that intersection, and that's the one on the Palmer-Wasilla Highway that has people backed up for like a half an hour on the Wasilla Highway trying to cross the highway, you know, the one where we're having accidents on a regular basis, at least once a week, if that's going to cost money, I need to know it right away because we're working on our capital budget. And then number two, if you do not have the money to continue the design and easement acquisition for Pittman Road, I need to know that.
Okay, I understand, and we'll certainly get that information back to you as quickly as we can.
That's drifting a little far from the bill, but that's all right.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Representative Phillips has a question too. As long as we have you here and have
the
time,
go ahead. This is Randy Phillips again. I appreciate a call this afternoon on that $215,000 for signalization to see if you guys can get it in this fall.
I will check that out and get back to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sir, I would also recommend that at the same time as possible they begin construction on these right turn only lanes because you may have a situation where the traffic is back up out onto the Glen Highway if the additional capacity is not provided at the intersection. But again, I will check with them if they could discuss that also very shortly. Money available.
Okay, we'll get you the money. Just get us in and out of Eagle River.
We're doing our best.
Would the entire appropriation of $750,000 be used this year? Is it necessary, or should we phase that appropriation in?
I would have to defer that to the state. Now, what was the $750,000 earmarked for?
It was activated. Planning is in trouble with it.
Bill calls for preliminary engineering.
For the bridge?
Yes. Is that
for construction,
Bill? Madam Chairman, this is Don Moorfield. I think I can speak to that. It'd be fine with us if you wanted to phase the money in accordance with our fiscal note on it, if you have that. We would plan to do the project with a consultant, more than likely. And the way I see the timing on the project right now, it would probably be consult selection for the next 6 months and then we start gradually into the project. So during the next 12 months, we certainly can need all of that money, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Don. I appreciate that honest, sincere answer to the question. Are there any further questions of the people in Anchorage? I would like to say that we appreciate your your consideration and your concern for coming down to the teleconference office. Sometimes it's the only way we get a chance to actually talk to you. I'd like to say personally hello to Dean Reddick and Don Moorfield myself. And Randy Phillips would like to say something.
First of all, I want to thank all you guys for coming out so early in the morning. And I do really do appreciate it. Thank you again.
I say hello to my fans.
Representative Boone said he'd like to say hello to his fans. thank you very much. And this will terminate then the teleconference call. Your cooperation has been really, really well thought. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Phillips?
I'll just get the motion out. I move that we move out HB 248. Should I ask the consent? Or individual rec?
Individual rec.
Individual rec, okay.
Is there any objection? I would like to object just for the purpose of conversation on the phase situation. I'd like you to consider that and wondering whether or not we should phase in $750,000 rather than the appropriation for the full $15 million.
Seems appropriate, Madam Chairman.
It's Madam Chairman, I defer the sponsor to the bill.
Representative Liska?
I didn't know quite understand
the question. Inasmuch as they couldn't possibly begin to use the $15 million.
Oh, no.
But that we could put in a committee substitute for $750,000, which would give them the design and construction, and yet would have stand a much better chance of passing the finance committee for sure.
Madam Chairman, I'll move.
Well, we do have a motion on the floor.
Well, it'll be an amendment to the motion itself.
Great.
I would move that on page 1, line 11, where it says 15, delete that language, $15 million, and put in $750,000. And I think I would also, do we need to change the language for construction? Because this money is really strictly for preliminary engineering.
I would say we would.
Yeah, okay. Then I would also move on lines 12 and 13, just remove the word construction and just put in preliminary engineering of a bridge in Eagle River.
Is there any objection to the amendment?
And I got another one here.
The amendment.
Also, let that reflect in the
title to the preliminary engineering.
All right. The motion to amend is to amend the amendment to change the wording from construction of a bridge in Evil River to design. Am I correct?
And preliminary engineering.
And preliminary engineering, and also make that change in the title.
You're including design.
Madam Chairman.
It's implied, I guess.
I would object just long enough to say that on any of the appropriation bills that I have introduced or worked on, construction is left in because some of the engineering is considered a part of construction. And why limit to preliminary engineering? I mean, they're only going to go as far as they can with the $750,000. Why not give them as broad a scope as possible? I would say design, engineering, and construction of. Now, I just think that's better language.
Representative Phillips?
This is an inquiry to Steve. What's the norm on this? Is it construction or?
There's probably not a norm.
Appropriation bill,
right.
Madam
yeah.
Chairman.
Yeah.
They say construction, and we're still in the engineering part.
There seems to be a trend to make the appropriation as long as the project is specific or cover as many phases
that's
as
right.
possible, so that if there is more money put in, it can be put into the
okay.
same account
so
by DOT's computer system.
So we should just leave it construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Madam Chairman, I'll just withdraw the amendment and reintroduce an amendment. I move that we delete the page 1, line 11, delete $15 million, put $750,000.
Representative Phillips has moved that we delete the $15 million, put $750,000. Is there any objection? No objection, so ordered. Representative Phillips?
The preliminary engineering and design words going to drop out.
Just construction. Hopefully, DOT.
I missed number two.
Yeah.
It usually mentions design and construction. That's what they say.
Would you like to amend your amendment to use the word, put the word design in there? There.
You mean design, engineering, and construction?
That would give them a total scope.
Okay, Madam Chairman, I'll move that we also include design, engineering, and construction where applicable in the title and also on lines 12 and 13.
All right, you've heard the motion. Is there any objection? If not, so carried. We're back to the original amendment of changing the appropriation to $750,000 rather than the entire $15 million. Is there any objection to this? If not, so ordered. Representative Phillips?
I move HB 248 with individual recommendations on the Transportation Committee.
Representative Phillips has moved HB 248 with individual recommendations out of the Transportation Committee. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Be sure when we sign it with one of these fans, because evidently Randy's always goes through, but evidently some of the other ones like this do not go through.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Liska. The meeting is adjourned.